BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, Tony.
Oh.
Pat said you were in the polytunnels. I trekked all the way up there for Tom to tell me you're doing veg boxes.
Oh, sorry. Last minute change of plan. I've just got the radish and kale to pack and then they're done, ready for the morning delivery. Hey, here.
Hmm?
Have a radish. They're delicious.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Oh, yeah. Jenny used to make a boiled egg and radish salad.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better on a summer's evening by the pool.
Yeah. Tom's still miffed that the Borchester Fourths didn't use our radish in the cricket tea.
Well, I hear the Ambridge winning streak might be coming to an end. Seems like they've lost half the team.
Yeah, serves them right.
Well, still bitter about being dropped, Mr. Archer?
Somewhat. I thought I might at least get something for my years of service to the team, but not even a thank you card.
Oh, here, have a pile of flyers instead.
Oh, what are these? Oh, the school handouts for Open Farm Sunday.
Yeah, Stella was sent double. I thought Henry could take some to Borchester Green.
Oh, good idea. He's planning to do something with the goats. Maybe he could give a talk about it in assembly. Yeah, oh, pass me that box of kale, would you, Brian?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I remember helping Will deliver the veg boxes soon after Jenny died. He was very kind to me.
He's not a man of many words, but I imagine he was good to talk to at the time. I still find it hard to believe that Nick died like that. Mm. Such a shock. It must have hit him hard, so out of the blue.
I know. I mean, your mum's death hit me harder than I thought it would. People trot out those platitudes about a good innings and a long life. Yeah. It doesn't change the fact that when someone dies, the world shifts a bit for everyone else, however good an innings they've had.
Yep.
Right. Anyway, I'd better get off. Stella wants me to meet her with the agronomist before he leaves. He's here to check over the barley and wheat.
OK, and thanks for the flyers.
No problem. Oh, I meant to say, I'll be in the Bull late if you fancy a pint or two.
Oh, I'd love to, but I suggested going on a night out with the family for my sins. A moment of madness.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
Henry's decided on the escape rooms.
Well, rather you than me.
I'll be thinking of you with your pint of shires while I'm pretending to have fun. I don't even know what an escape room is.
Well, I think you race around trying to solve a load of riddles.
Well, if I manage to escape, I might make it to the Bull in time for last orders.
I wonder if we'll be in the maze of the space station. Or maybe Grandad built the castle. Mm-hmm. It's brand new. Kira went with some of the Year 8 football team and they ran out of time. She said it's much harder than the maze.
Well, I think we'll be fine. Ooh, I love a good riddle.
Is Jack upset he's not allowed to come?
Yeah, he was, until I promised him he could play his football game till bedtime. I'll never bribe Nova and Siren with screens.
Ah, we'll see.
I was joking. We've already failed on that one. Last month, we tried to go out for a pub lunch and they were impossible. Wriggly and whiny, and we both downloaded silly games onto our phones and bam! Calm time for us,
mm-hmm.
And the world gets two new addicts. Tom! Bet he's got caught up by the girls.
He has. He's in their room with Granny.
Yeah, she's reading them The Very Hungry Caterpillar in Welsh. A Lindisyn Llwglyd Iawn. She's getting pretty good at it.
Yeah, Tom and Jack are with them. Tends to be food for the caterpillar.
Let me guess, Nova is the caterpillar.
Grandad?
He's gone outside. He said he wants some fresh air.
Very sensible. Getting some peace while he can.
Okay, sorry about that. All ready to go?
We're not going to be late, are we?
Not if we get a move on. I'll go and get Tony from the garden.
Is Dad grumpy about going?
He suggested it.
He suggested a night out, not necessarily one of manic, organised fun.
He seemed very impressed by Lillian's ability to say no.
Yep, impressive boundaries, that auntie of ours.
Natasha has great boundaries. If she doesn't want to do something or doesn't like it, she just says so.
Right. I've got him.
OK, let's get this over with.
Grandad, we don't have to go if you're dreading it.
I'm only joking. I can't wait.
Right. I think there should be something in the dungeon wall.
Secret panel?
Here!
What? Oh, brilliant! Is there something inside?
Yes, a box!
Open it.
Right, there's a clue. Okay, from what you save, you must keep the ribbons of hope before you leave.
Keep! We need to get some from the castle keep.
Yes!
Why?
To complete the dungeon mosaic.
And then free the fourth key from the dragon's egg. Come on. Mum, Grandad, are you coming?
No, you three go. We'll keep working on the mosaic.
We might be looking for ribbons.
Or something to do with hope?
I think we've got this piece in the wrong place, Dad.
Is it a map?
Or a dragon?
How many more keys do you think we have to find before they liberate the blasted princess?
You okay, Dad? I know this isn't exactly your thing, or mine, but Henry's having a great time. Almost as much fun as Tom and Natasha.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just I feel... it doesn't matter.
Is it Gran?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard, Dad. It will be for a while.
It was something Lillian said to me yesterday.
When you were going through the boxes? Well, that must have brought up all kinds of memories.
She said she'd gone for a walk with Henry and they had a good cry together.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, I'm glad Henry's not bottling things up.
I don't know. I suppose it floored me.
Henry's all right, Dad, if that's what you're worried about. I mean, he carries on as normal and then he'll need a hug or a cry. Oh, yesterday I came in to find him and Jack rolling around laughing about something funny Gran had once said. But I think that's all fine. Laughing and crying, it's healthy.
Yes, of course. It's just I don't feel... I don't feel that much.
Oh, Dad.
We got them! Ribbons of hope!
Ooh!
And on the back, the last piece of the mosaic.
Oh, well done!
A dragon's head! Here, Tony, fit it in place.
Oh, now we can get the fourth key.
Only one more key to find.
Come on, hurry. We're running out of time.
What happened to Grandad? Did he go straight home?
Your granny said he had to meet a man about a dog.
In other words, meet Brian at the ball.
Oh. I thought Pat looked tired.
Oh, yeah, she claimed Jack and the girls were angels, but I suspect they were far from it.
All right, intrepid knights of yore, I've lit the fire pit so we can make the most of this beautiful evening. The stars are so bright.
Oh, Helen, while we're out there, I can talk you through some of the exciting ideas we've had for transforming the garden this morning.
I am impressed that you have the energy to do anything.
We don't. We aren't planning on starting until we can afford to have landscapers doing it for us.
Well, I've managed to stick a few bedding plants into the borders, but that's my limit.
Sharon and Nova are going to love the playhouse Lee built.
Yeah, I need a good spring clean first. We could all roll up our sleeves and get stuck in this weekend.
Not me. I'm watching the FA Cup final with Jack.
Well, that's only Saturday. The playhouse could be a family project for Sunday.
Yeah, well, let's see. I have been researching something a bit less imposing. An exciting little hideaway that still leaves room in the garden for flowers and some small fruit trees.
Oh, right.
Well, come on, Henry. I'll carry the drinks. You bring the marshmallows for toasting.
I'd miss the dark sky so much if I lived back in the city.
Mm. Oh, that's the plan. And there's Mars.
Mm. Right, Henry. It's already past 10 and you've got school tomorrow. Let me just check my email and see if they've sent any more info about your school trip.
Okay.
I can't stop thinking about the mistake I made on the last clue.
You almost got us locked in the tower.
I didn't realise dragon's breath was also a plant.
Yeah, it seemed a bit obscure, if you ask me.
But that's what I was trying to say. You didn't need to know it was a plant. You just had to use the map.
Well, anyway, we did it. And just in time.
Mm-hmm. Kira will be impressed.
Oh.
Was everything okay, Helen?
Yeah. Well, no, not really. I've had an email from Gran's accountant, the executor of the will.
Oh, what does it say? I wonder if I've had one.
It says I've been left £278.94. And the same for each of the boys.
That means I can get the halters for the goats.
Well, yeah, that's brilliant, Henry. Come on, though. You better hit the hay.
But... Oh, I'm sorry. I just got excited. It's so nice for Great-Grandma to give us money.
Yeah, Peggy would have been happy that you're so grateful.
Yeah, it's very generous of her.
All right. Good night.
Good night, love. Sleep well.
Night, Henry.
Night, darling.
Oh, I've got an email too.
What does it say?
The same. £278 and whatever for me, the same each for Nova and Seren. And a donation to the Remembrance Garden in memory of Wren.
Well, that's a really nice thought. Mm.
There you go, Tony.
Oh, pile of shires. Well earned.
Oh, bless you, Brian. I actually had quite a good time in the end, though I never want to go again.
Oh,
cheers.
Cheers. The things we do to make our grandchildren happy.
Yeah.
I was playing with Xander the other day, setting out his little farm in the garden.
Oh, I used to love doing that with John.
Well, I found myself helping the pigs to take over. Complete revolution. I even felt triumphant when they locked the little plastic farmer in the grain silo.
Our very animal farm.
Oh, don't tell Neil.
Oh, no. Oh, how did the meeting with the agronomist go?
Oh, all good. Now we're getting the T1 fungicide on the spring barley and no yellow rust in the winter wheat.
Oh, nice to hear some good news for once.
Why, are things not going well for you? Because Adam seemed pretty happy with your salad crops when I spoke to him in the polytunnel.
Oh, ignore me. Glass half empty. Things are fine.
Where's Pat tonight? Shouldn't fancy coming out.
No, she said she was going straight to bed. Apparently she'd only just managed to get the twins to sleep when the others walked through the door. She's completely exhausted. Oh, it's Helen. She's had an email from Mum's executor.
The accountant?
Yeah. She and Tom have each inherited £270-odd.
Missing a few zeros there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, Peggy must have left them the best part of 30,000. Very generous.
Yeah, unless it's 270,000.
Well, I wouldn't put it past her. She was one of the smartest people I've ever met. Wouldn't surprise me if she had millions stashed away.
Ah. Oh.
I've got a text from Kate. I bet it's about the same thing. Yeah, she's asking if I've checked my emails yet. She's just had one from Grant's accountant and... Oh, she's worried there might have been a mistake.